Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The politicians in Washington have been arguing for months over how much government spending needs to increase in order to supposedly bring on a recovery in the U.S. economy to pre-pandemic levels. This is insanity and a total deception. Haven't the politicians and bureaucrats read latest reports from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis? According to official BEA data, the gross domestic product, often called GDP, reached a pre-pandemic peak in the fourth quarter of 2019 at $21,729,000,000,000. It plunged slightly from that in the first quarter last year, then really nosedived in the second quarter of 2020. And every quarter since, America's GDP has recovered. In a BEA news release 13 days ago, the second quarter GDP for this year came in at $22,720,000,000,000, an increase from pre-pandemic peak of more than 4.5%. Even if you discount this latest figure for the rise in the Consumer Price Index or the Personal Consumption Index, the entire U.S. economy is still back to pre-pandemic levels. While it is true that some parts of the economy are still down because of government lockdowns since early last year, there are other segments that are much stronger. For instance, even though many smaller retailers in the travel industry were crushed, large national retailers have mostly seen their sales and profits up significantly. And as I'm sure you are aware, the number of businesses seeking to hire more workers now is at an all-time record high pace. Since politicians and bureaucrats are aware that government reports show that America's economy has fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels, why are they still trying to ramp up government spending on the pretext of helping an economic recovery? The reason for this is that they don't want the American people to realize the actual reason they are pushing for these higher spending programs. In the fine print of these spending bills are rewards for supporters of those with political power and penalties for non-supporters. In total, these massive spending programs that started last year will inevitably come back to hurt the economy and the American people. If the people of this country understood that, the politicians pushing this spending would be seen for who they really care about. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.